Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 8th, 2024, through Friday, April 12th, 2024. Monday, April 8th, 2024. Westerville man sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for $1.8 million fraud schemes. Prince Odoro was sentenced to 103 months in prison for wire fraud and conspiring to commit money laundering. Odoro was also ordered to pay approximately $1.8 million in restitution. According to court documents, Odoro was involved in multiple fraud and money laundering schemes for several years, including through his employment at a bank and via online romance schemes. In 2015, while Odoro worked for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank in Columbus, he stole a customer's bank information before calling to gain access to the account and fraudulently opening a PayPal account. Odoro transferred a total of $12,500 of the customer's money to the PayPal account before withdrawing it in cash for himself. He attempted an additional $8,000 transfer, but it was denied. In 2016 and 2017, Odoro stole the personal information of at least four other victims. He would then open PayPal accounts linked to the stolen information and use the accounts to launder the proceeds of online romance scams. In total, through March 2020, Odoro received and laundered at least $1 million in fraud proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Suburban Chicago businessman sentenced to 2 years in prison for evading $3.7 million in income taxes. Abraham Kiswani was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison for willfully evading more than $3.7 million in federal and state income taxes. Kiswani serves as the president of World Security Bureau, a Chicago-area security firm that did business as World Security Agency. From 2010 through 2013, Kiswani concealed his wages, compensation, and income from being reported to the IRS. Kiswani directed the individual in charge of payroll to stop issuing payroll checks to Kiswani and to instead pay him in the form of checks falsely categorized as subcontracted services. Kiswani also caused the business to pay a wide range of personal expenses, which Kiswani caused to be falsely identified as business expenses. Kiswani failed to report approximately $10 million in income that he received, resulting in a tax loss to the U.S. and state of Illinois totaling approximately $3,708,065. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Former Jacksonville Jaguars employee sentenced to more than 6 years for embezzling in excess of $22 million. Amit Patel was sentenced to 6 years and 6 months in federal prison for committing wire fraud and engaging in an illegal monetary transaction. As part of his sentence, the court entered an order of forfeiture in the amount of $22,221,454.40, the proceeds of the wire fraud charges. Patel was also ordered to pay full restitution in the Jacksonville Jaguars, the victim of his offense, and his former employer. According to court documents, Patel operated a fraud scheme through which he embezzled approximately $22,221,454 from the Jaguars. Specifically, Patel used his role as the administrator for the team's virtual credit card, VCC program, to make hundreds of purchases and transactions with no legitimate business purpose. Then, to hide and continue to operate the scheme, rather than accurately reporting his VCC transactions, Patel created accounting files that contained numerous false and fraudulent entries and emailed them to the Jaguars Accounting Department. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Former Worth County Tax Commissioner pleads guilty to filing false tax returns. Tabitha DuPriest pleaded guilty to one count of making and subscribing a false tax return. According to court documents, DuPriest was the Worth County Tax Commissioner since 2001. She also served as the president of the Georgia Association of Tax Officials from 2018 to 2021. In her role as tax commissioner, DuPriest oversaw the collection of motor vehicle taxes and property taxes for the Worth County cities of Sylvester, Powlin, Warwick, and Sumner. For that work, she earned approximately $80,000 in wages a year and received a Form W-2 from the Worth County Board of Commissioners. In addition to her salary, each of the municipalities separately contracted with DuPriest to collect city taxes, and she was paid separately by each city for that work. An FBI and IRS investigation revealed that DuPriest failed to declare any of the additional income she had received from her independent contracts with the four municipalities in Worth County on her federal returns since she became tax commissioner. DuPriest is responsible for causing at least $27,924.22 in tax losses to the IRS and required to pay $22,482.22 in restitution. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, April 12, 2024. Man pleads guilty to selling $3.5 million in counterfeit and deficient electronics for use in military systems. Steve H.S. Kim pleaded guilty to a scheme to defraud the Department of Defense's DOD Defense Logistic Agency, DLA, by selling over $3.5 million worth of fan assemblies to the DLA that were either counterfeit or misrepresented to be new. According to court documents, Kim controlled Company A, which sold fan assemblies to the DLA that were either counterfeit or were used or surplus fan assemblies that he claimed were new. To trick the DLA into accepting the fan assemblies, Kim created counterfeit labels, some of which use Company B's registered trademarks, that he attached to the fan assemblies he sold to the DLA. When the DLA questioned Kim about the origin of the fan assemblies, Kim concealed his scheme by giving the DLA fake tracking documents that he created and often signed using a false identity. Some of the counterfeit fans were installed or intended to be installed with electrical components on a nuclear submarine, a laser system on an aircraft, and a surface-to-air missile system. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.